the Marine Corps called me up, says, we want you, we looked at your ASVAB scores and said, we want you to be an air traffic controller. And I said, no, I want to carry a gun and be an infantryman or MP. And they kept saying no. Well, my ROTC, because I was in command, I got a scholarship appointment to West Point from Secretary of the Army. So I thought, oh, yeah, West Point. Yeah, I'm going to be up there. Well, that didn't work out too well. Me and my big mouth and thinking it's vacation time didn't work out. So I came back, called the Marine Corps up, said, hey.
You still got that?
Going, can I get a gun and go shoot people in Nam? And they're like, no, air traffic control. So I went to the Army and says, hey, I want to shoot people in Nam and carry a gun. That they said, you got a high school diploma? I said, well, yeah. Come on down, son. You can have anything you want.
And tell me, tell me a little bit, before we get into that, tell me a little bit about West Point. What happened down at West Point, if you don't
well,
mind?
Well, you go up there and go, okay, this looks great and all this. So on the weekends, I get to go to New York City, party and all this. And this guy with about 20 chins go, you will be a West Point cadet. You will train, train, train. I'm like, well, okay, guy. So I said, well, then in summertime, I get to go home, you know, party and all this, and come back in the fall. You will train, train, train. You will never go home. I said, okay. Then I said, where's all the women? And he went, if there's supposed to be women, we will issue you one. You're going to be training. I said, well, okay, I guess I'm going home. So I went home, and so I went to the Army recruiter. He says, well, you're 17. I said, yes. He says, we need your these forms signed by your mom and dad. So I said, okay, I'll go take them over to them. So I went around the corner, signed their names, went back, said, guess what, Sarge? I ran mom and dad, and they signed. And he goes, are you telling me the truth? I said, yes. Would I lie to you? Okay, here. And so when I was going to go off, I told my mom, I got ready in the morning, packed my suitcase. I said, I'm leaving. He says, where? I said, I'm going to the Army. She goes, I thought we had a sign for it. No, Mom, they changed the rules. She said, okay. I want to go to Vietnam. But they're like, no, we don't have tanks anymore. I'm like, okay. So I went to Germany, went to Baumholder, Germany, and spent my time there. But in a few months, I got picked up by military intelligence. They trained me as an interrogator and then threw me in the field as a major. And I was a Spec 4 in the Army, but I had to dress up and act like a major. So I ran around screwing with units.
Yeah,
for
what kind of trouble did you get into?
Oh, a unit be out there in the field, and they'll be like, okay, we got to get into the attack. I go out there like, where are you going, Captain? It's like, I got orders to go attack. No, you're not. You're not going. But I'm a major. You're a captain. So my orders go. You stay here. Okay. And then like 2 hours later, their colonel will come in like, why aren't you moving out? Well, the major told me to stay here. What major? That would be it. And so I raised hell throughout Germany like that. And I was like, I hope no one ever finds out I'm a Spec 4 because I'm going to catch hell. But I got a good job then. They found out I could type. And they go, well, we don't need you on tanks. A baboon can run a tank. We need you type. So there I am. I'm now in their orderly room going because I can do two fingers. And so,
so you're having a lot of fun out there.
You have to have fun. If you do not have fun, the Army will eat you up. It will eat you up and spit you out. Mm-hmm. So you have to have fun. And we always kept going, how much more we can push it. And finally, I went to recruiting duty. I went to Baton Rouge. I would go in DA's office like, hey, I'm trying to put Johnny in the Army, but you got him on three possessions of coke and selling weed and all this. And he goes, is he going to the Army? Yes, I get it. Is he never coming back? I said, I'll send him to Germany. Hey, his record's gone. Put him in. I'll sign off.
Just like that.
Just
huh?
like that. I'm like, okay. Recruiting was so crooked. It was the most crooked thing I ever seen. But after recruiting, I know time's getting there. I went to 3rd Cav. In fact, I was in advanced NCO school, non-commissioned officer school, for the Marines. And about 3 days before it ended, they came up to me and said, hey, you three Army guys, you need to go back to your units. The Iraq just invaded Kuwait. We're going to war. Join up with 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. And off we went. We shipped on over there. And the war is fun. And I spent my final tour with 3rd Cav. I had a good career. I did everything I wanted in the Army. You know, I think back of it that maybe if I did go West Point, would I have retired as a colonel? Or would I have retired in Leavenworth? I don't know. But I had a good time. There's some mistakes, but you just continue on from them.